From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate is working overtime this weekend, trying to make some headway on its version of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Among the amendments up for consideration this weekend is one that would limit how much health insurance companies could deduct as business expenses for the salaries they pay their top executives. Its sponsor is Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lincoln.
It's aimed at encouraging our health insurance companies to put premium dollars towards lower rates and more affordable coverage, not into their pocketbooks.
But Republicans, like Iowa's Charles Grassley, pointed out the amendment applies to executives of just about the only health industry that refused to cut a deal with the Democrats to support the bill.
So let's just call this amendment out for the brazen political stunt it is and vote it down.
Senators are set to vote on the amendment Sunday afternoon. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama will head to Capitol Hill tomorrow to meet with members of the Democratic caucus, including 58 Democrats and two independents. The administration needs the support of all 60 to get the health care bill passed, or it must win the backing of one or more Republicans to make up for any defections. At least one member of the Democratic caucus, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, says he will not vote for the bill as long as it contains a so-called public option for Americans who currently have no health insurance. President Obama today said the nation is still emerging from what he called an economic storm. Despite a favorable employment report for November, he says he's not satisfied with the pace of progress in getting the unemployed back to work.
The folks who've been looking for work without any luck for months, and in some cases years, can't wait any longer. For them, I am determined to do everything I can to accelerate our progress so we're actually adding jobs again.
Mr. Obama, in his weekly radio and internet address today, the president will set forth a plan on Tuesday to boost employment. Possible components reportedly include incentives for small businesses to hire new workers. Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, has ordered a national day of mourning for the 107 people killed in a nightclub fire there. Scores of others were injured. Medvedev is pledging a tightening of the country's lax fire regulations. The crowded club had a single exit. NPR's Ann Garrels has more.
It started out as a celebration at the Lame Horse nightclub in the central Russian city of Perm. Video shot at the scene show young people dancing when a fireworks display set the ceiling ablaze. A stampede ensued. The building has been entirely destroyed. Police say two owners of the club were detained as they tried to leave the city. Senior officials are promising to take stricter measures to ensure the safety of public places, but the fire is likely to focus attention on corrupt inspectors who regularly accept bribes. Reports from Perm suggest the nightclub was able to get around basic fire regulations. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News from Washington. Famed film director Roman Polanski is spending his first weekend under house arrest as he awaits a decision by authorities in Switzerland on his possible extradition to face criminal charges. Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
Polanski arrived at his chalet in the resort town of Gstaad Friday. Swiss officials allowed him to trade his jail cell for his own house after the 76-year-old filmmaker posted bail of $4.5 million. Polanski is also wearing an electronic bracelet, and while he can receive visitors, he is not allowed to stray farther than his front yard. Polanski still faces the threat of extradition to the United States and a possible prison sentence for having sex with a 13-year-old minor in 1977. The film director fled the U.S. before sentencing by a California court and has lived in France under the shadow of an arrest warrant since then. In September, authorities arrested Polanski as he traveled to Switzerland. The European media has been closely following Polanski's ordeal. His picturesque, snow-capped chalet is ringed by cameramen and reporters. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A bus slammed into an overturned tractor trailer that was blocking part of an interstate highway in Wyoming early this morning. The bus driver was killed in the crash and about 40 passengers were injured. Wyoming Highway Patrol spokesman Sergeant Stephen Townsend.
A bus loaded with approximately 47 people came along, and the driver apparently did not see the overturned semi in his lanes of travel, and the bus collided with the overturned semi.
Townsend says the bus was en route from Denver to Billings, Montana at the time of the crash. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes